We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, Text Number 1. The Lord slays the king of the demons.
Shinara
uvacha.
Atha daitya sutta sarve.
Shiptva
tat anuvanitam. Jagvihur niravadyatvan. Naiva gurva nishikshitam.
Naiva gurva nishikshitam.
Chan.
Shinara vacha.
Shinara vacha.
Atadaitya sutta sarve.
Atadaitya sutta sarve.
Shrutva tat anuvarnitam.
Shrutva tat anuvarnitam.
Jagvihur niravadyatvan.
Srinarda Muni said,
Atha,
thereupon,
Daitisutaha,
the sons of the demons, the class friends of Prahlad Maharaj,
Sarve,
all,
Shrutva,
hearing,
Tat,
by him, Prahlad.
Anuvarnitam. Anuvarnitam.
The statements about devotional life.
Jagrihu. Jagrihu.
Accepted.
Accepted.
Nirvaryatvat.
Nirvaryatvat.
Due to the supreme utility.
Of that instruction.
Na.
Not.
Eva.
Eva.
Indeed.
Guru
Anishikshitam.
That which was taught by their teachers.
Translation, Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni continued. All the sons of the demons appreciated the transcendental instructions of Prahlad Maharaj and took them very seriously. They rejected the materialistic instructions given by their teachers, Sanda and Amarka. Purport. This is the effect of the preaching of a pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj. If a devotee is qualified, sincere, and serious about Krishna consciousness, and if he follows the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master, as Prahlad Maharaj did when preaching the instructions he had received from Narada Muni, his preaching is effective. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam 3:25-25, Satam prasangam manmavirya sanvira bhanti hritkarna rasayana katha. If one tries to understand the discourses given by the sat, or pure devotees, those instructions will be very pleasing to the ear and appealing to the heart. Thus, if one is inspired to take to Krishna consciousness, and if one practices the process in his life, he is surely successful and returning home back to Godhead. By the grace of Prahlad Maharaj, all his class friends, the sons of the demons, became Vaishnavas. They did not like hearing from their so-called teachers, Sanda and Marka, who were interested only in teaching them about diplomacy, politics, economic development, and similar topics meant exclusively for sense gratification.
Mukam karoti vacharam bhangam langhai te girimya kripantam ham vande sigundinatanam Om agyanati mirandasya gananjara sharakaya chakshumiritam yena tasai shri pranenama. So this purport is, actually there's two parts to this purport. The first part is about the qualifications of a preacher. We may not be pure devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, but Prabhupada gives four qualifications of a preacher. How many of you are preaching here? You all, so you should be interested in this purport here. If you're a preacher, first of all, qualified. And qualified means that you're a good hearer, and that's the second part of the purport, is how these sons of the demons, how they heard nicely. And they accepted and understood what Prahlad Maharaj said. So to be a good preacher, you have to be a good hearer. So qualified, that's the qualification. Sincere, that means you don't change anything when you preach. Sincere. Sincere means you tell the truth. You want to know the truth. You want to spread the truth, not that you have some motive. So qualified, sincere, serious about Krishna consciousness. That means you have dedicated your life to practicing Krishna consciousness. And that's the third qualification. And the fourth qualification, following the instructions of bona fide spiritual master, as Prahlad Maharaj did. He just told whatever Narada Muni said to him, what he learned from Narada Muni. So these are the four qualifications of a preacher given by Srila Prabhupada here. Qualified, serious, sincere, and following the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master. So then, what about the qualification? Now we'll get more into the qualification, and that is given in the second part of the purport. If one tries to understand discourses given by the sat, the pure devotees, so these instructions will be very pleasing. If one is inspired to take it up and practices, he is successful. So what does it mean to understand? And what does it mean to accept? We have been given so much knowledge and we have been given so many instructions. So how to accept, how to understand these instructions? Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita's purport, last verse of chapter 2, he says, this is also talking about going back to Godhead here, and this is also talking about going back to Godhead. One can attain Krishna consciousness or divine life at once within a second, or one may not attain such a state of life even after millions of births. So then Prabhupada gives a sentence that says, what makes the difference if you get it in a second or you get it in millions of births? What makes the difference? It is only a matter of understanding and accepting the fact. Two things. Understand and accept. Even if you don't understand, it's good to accept. But we don't follow blindly, and that's another point that Prabhupada makes in Bhagavad Gita, about how to accept a spiritual master. In chapter 4, verse 34, Tavidi Panipatena Paniprasena Sevaya Upadeshanti Te Gyanam Gyaninas Tatadarshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So Prabhupada talks about the spiritual path. It's difficult. So therefore we should approach a bona fide spiritual master. And he has to be in disciplic succession. And he gives the message as it is. So these are the qualifications. Cannot manufacture his own process. Path of religion is given by Krishna. So Prabhupada said, you can't understand by dry arguments. This won't help. Nor by independent study. You can just say, okay, I'm just going to read the books and make progress. No, you have to have a guru. You need guru, sadhu, and shastra, all three. Only shastra is not enough. You have to have guru. And only guru is not enough. You have to have the shastra and the sadhus, the devotees of ISKCON. All three are necessary. So then, such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender And one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. So this is sincerity. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Now, inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. So this is how we can understand. We ask questions and we're submissive. Then you can understand. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. So both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. What is blind following? Blind following means that you think, oh, well, this one has so many disciples, so better I follow him. You don't see what is your relationship with the guru. You may not even have faith, but you see, oh, somebody else is doing, or my friend told me to do this, or my husband told me to do this. So that's blind following. Blind following. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada, he was such a spiritual master. Whenever he was praised by anybody, he would say, oh, this is the mercy of my guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So he never took the credit for anything. He would say, these disciples, they are sent to me by my guru to help me in spreading Krishna consciousness. One of my godbrothers named Bajhari is from UK. He told the story one time he was sitting with Srila Prabhupada and many other disciples in the room. And he was telling Prabhupada how he had a job in a factory, in an iron steel factory, and he had the night shift. And he was working very hard at night, and this molten iron was coming, and he was, it's like hell, actually, like burning in hell. And he said, Prabhupada, after 2 weeks, I had a nervous breakdown. I couldn't do the work. And Prabhupada said, yes, that is because in your last life, you were all Brahmins, and now we are back together again. And so that was Srila Prabhupada. He said, we're all sent by his guru to help. And I'm sure it goes for the second generation too. The grand disciples are also sent to help out. But he did take credit for one thing only. One thing he took credit for. And he said, I did not change anything. I gave it as it is. That is my credit. That is my only credit, that I didn't change it. So it is very, very powerful. Even people in other religions are appreciating Prabhupada's books. There is one preacher in America who preaches on, Christian preacher, he preaches on TV. He has millions of followers. And so one of our Guru, I think it was His Holiness Jayadeva Swami, was watching his program to see how he was preaching. And it was sounding so similar to Prabhupada. He was saying, you must do unmotivated, pure devotional service to the Lord. And then the camera took a close-up of the book. It was Canto 1, Part 1 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's book, and he had underlined some passages. And he was preaching to millions of people. So these books are very, very powerful. Get the books out. So get the books to the people. I mean, some people will appreciate them. So how to accept in full surrender? How to understand? Again, Bhagavad Gita, there's a verse about understanding Krishna in chapter 4, verse 9. Janma karma chame divyam evam yogi tatvata chakta deham punarjamana iti mamiti sorjana. It says the same thing as this purport. Try to understand these discussions about Krishna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode. So this is the wonderful benediction given by Krishna. So how do we understand Krishna's birth? And in one lecture, Prabhupada said, it's not just that, okay, Krishna was born 5,000 years ago, but how his birth is different from our birth. Even not that, okay, he's born with four hands and helmet and full hair, four arms, Vishnu form. Yeah, okay, that's also, but his conception was different. He came from the heart of Vasudev to the heart of Devaki. And the same with Lord Chaitanya. He came from the heart of Jagannath Mishra to the heart of Sachimata. Different, whole different conception. So Prabhupada, of course, is more merciful than Krishna. We're very fortunate to be in the line of Srila Prabhupada, Nityananda, because Krishna says, one who understands, one who knows transcendental nature of my appearance does not take his birth again. Prabhupada said, even if you don't understand, you just try to understand. You will not take birth again. Just try. Because how can we understand everything about Krishna? It's very, very difficult. There's so much to understand. So many books, 18,000 verses, Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we've got 17 volumes, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So many things to try to understand. So, very, very difficult. So Prabhupada is more merciful. He says, just try to understand and you'll go back to Godhead. So in this life, Prabhupada said we should try to purchase a ticket to go back to Godhead. And what is the price? The price is our intense desire for it. So you all want to go back to Godhead here, everybody? Yes, all agreed? Very good, very good. In Sweden, not so many were agreed. I think it has a reputation for... Yeah, I mean, I asked the question and, you know, devotees kind of... No. Few. Only few, you know, raised their hand. I guess Sweden is better than back to Godhead. It's very difficult to give up a high level of sense gratification. So, yes, our attitude is everything. Attitude is very important. Speculation will not help. As Prabhupada said about the accepting the guru, don't speculate. But here, in the purport, Prabhupada tells how we should accept this, how the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to understand this fact with conviction. Although it is incomprehensible to mundane scholars and empiric philosophers. So the Lord, he quotes from the Vedas, the Lord is eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms and relationships with his unalloyed devotees. This is accepted, is confirmed personally by the Lord. He who accepts this truth on the strength of authority of the Vedas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who does not waste time in philosophical speculation, attains the highest perfectional stage of liberation. What is the truth? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply by accepting this truth on faith, one can without a doubt attain liberation. Then he quotes the Vedas, anyone who understands Krishna to be the Supreme, who says unto Krishna, you are the Supreme Brahman, Personality of Godhead, is certainly liberated instantly. Instant liberation. Yes. There's another verse in third canto, Kapiladeva's instructions, that when you just look at the deities, you're imperceptibly liberated, even despite your unwillingness to be liberated. The deities will capture you. Yeah, I just had experience. It was when I was in Govardhan with one 8-year-old girl. And she was very attracted to Krishna consciousness, but her mother and father are separated. So when she went to her father, he said, oh, I believe in God, but he's not blue, and he's not Krishna. And so she got all these doubts in her mind. And so then we met her. But then what happened, she saw my Giriraj. And then that was love at first sight. And she forgot all about her questions. And she just had to have a Giriraj. And so we went, you know, that was it. So we asked her, well, you know, why do you want Giriraj? She said, you know, because when I looked at him, you know, there were so many nice things to look at, but he was the only thing I saw that was nice to look at. And so then we found a little stone at New Govardhan, and it had two eyes and a tilak and a mouth. And I said, okay, here's your Giriraj. And then all she was talking about was, okay, what should I do for him? Okay, I'll get some necklaces and I'll make a whole couch like yours has, and I'll do that. The day later I came here, I got a painting on my phone, and she painted a whole background and a necklace and painted the eyes, and beautiful eyes, and it looked just like a deity. Anyway, yeah, so, I mean, Yes, she just accepted. She was very accepting, but then her father threw in some. She's very attached to her father, and he threw in some things there. But then she actually, nobody could stop her devotional service, so she just had this attraction to Giriraj. And she said, well, I thought I would have to wait 6 months to get him, but I got him right away. So anyway, and she saw Krishna in that rock. This child, she could see Krishna there and this little stone. And I said, yes, this is a holy place. It's New Govardhan, so it's quite possible that Govardhan will reciprocate with you here. Deity is Govardhan Dhari. And so I said, yes, this is very nice. You can do this. So anyway, that faith, this is very difficult for those who, for the Gyanis to speculate. Gita says, Bhavanam Jamanamante Gyanavan Mapapadite. After many, many births, finally they surrender. And Prabhupada, in a lecture, he clarifies what this means. He said, after many, many births, they get faith. It takes them that long just to get a little shuddha, little faith. Because their faith is destroyed by this impersonal philosophy, faith in the person, Krishna. So also in the Vedas, yasya deve parabhaktir yata deve tata guru tasaite katita harta prakashante mahatmanaha. The one who has faith in Guru and Krishna, for him everything is revealed. So why should we accept the pure devotee's words? Prahlad Maharaj, he talks about this, how we should serve the spiritual master in his prayers later on in verse chapter 9. There is a beautiful prayer to Lord Shingadev. Evam janani patitam bhavavahikupe kama vikama manuya papatam pasangat kitva pasatsara shina bhagavangita soham katana visijeta vipriti sevam. My dear Lord, because of my association with material desires, one after another, I was falling gradually into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant, Narada Muni, kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve his transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? It's a very important instruction. He was face to face with Lord Nrisimhadev. So did he say, okay, here we are together. What can I do for you, my Lord? No, he said, how can I serve your servant? How can I serve Narada Muni? How can I serve my guru? That is what he asked. How can I serve Narada Muni? Prabhupada said, Prahlad's a Shakti Veshavatar. He's the incarnation of Smaranam, or hearing. But he was very humble at the same time. I'm the son of a demon, you know, what's my qualification? I just have to serve my spiritual master. And so this was his acceptance. He said, please accept me as your dog. I mean, not Prahlad didn't say that, but Prabhupada in the purport to this verse said that. My dear Vaishnava, please accept me as your dog. And it's actually better to be servant of the servant than to be the direct servant of Krishna. Because Krishna likes that better if you serve his servant. In fact, that's Krishna. What Krishna wants to do is serve the devotee. So if you serve the devotee, then you're helping Krishna in his service. And that's what Krishna likes. The devotee wants to serve Krishna. Krishna wants to serve the devotee. There's always a competition. Who will win? Of course, Krishna is going to win because he has more hands. He has 10. We have 2. So he's going to win the competition. What can we accept with our 2 hands? And what can we give with our 2 hands? But still we try. The devotee tries. It's very interesting. You can go through your life seeing how Krishna reciprocates with you, and you should try to see how much you can give to him. Even if you can't give, at least some nice words of appreciation. Thank you, Krishna, for giving me this opportunity. So important point in the verse, in the next verse, 7929, that you have killed my father, Hiranyakashipu, and saved me from his sword. He had said very angrily, if there is any supreme controller other than me, let him save you. I shall now sever your head from your body. Therefore, I think that both in saving me and in killing him, you have acted just to prove to you the words of your devotee. There is no other cause. So the point here is that if a devotee says something, it must come true. So In the killing of Hiranyakashipu, one devotee said something that Lord Nrisimhadeva had to make come true. Who was that devotee who said something that Nrisimhadeva had to make come true when he killed Hiranyakashipu?
Brahma.
Brahma, very good, yes. I have read the eighth canto. So, yes, Brahma said, not in the day, not in the night, not outside, not inside, not in the land, not in the air, not in the sea. So, and not by any weapon, not by man, not by animal. So the Lord defeated, he had to uphold these words. Now, in protecting Prahlad, he also had to uphold the words of another devotee. Which devotee was that? No. Narada Muni, yes, Narada Muni. Because Narada said to his Prahlad's mother, nobody will be able to kill Prahlad. Nobody will be able to kill your son. That was the words of Narada Muni. So he had to uphold Narada's words also. I think that was in chapter 7 or 6, anyway. It was back there, so you forgot about that. But yes, it was Narada Muni also. So an interesting thing Prabhupada said, that even if the devotee says something wrong, Krishna must uphold that, his words. And sometimes they would say, oh, Prabhupada, you know, that wasn't... Prabhupada said something, it wasn't exactly right, doesn't matter. Prabhupada, Krishna has to uphold his words. And then he said, if a servant of Krishna says, I'll take you to Krishna Loka, you must go there. Even Krishna cannot do that. So many places Prabhupada said that in his purports. If we do take it seriously and follow his instructions, then we can go back to Godhead in this life. So he said, Krishna doesn't very easily take you back to Godhead, but if the servant says, then you must go. So there was one man in Bombay when we were there, Mr. Sethi, and he was into construction. So when we first arrived, of course, it was very austere in 1972 in Bombay. The men were living in a hut, the ladies were living on top of a roof of a building. It was summer, it was May. Very, very austere conditions, no proper drinking water, nothing. The hut was the men's ashram, kitchen, prasad room, office, everything in one hut, one room. And we were, the first day we arrived, we were sitting and taking prasadam, and there were these big rats running across. I was watching the rats, and I was saying, I hope he doesn't fall on my plate. And he fell. And somebody else's. And I was very happy. He didn't fall. He fell in the devotee who was watching the deities that night. And the deities' crowns and flute were stolen overnight. Well, because there was no door. The deities were in a tent. They were living like we were, actually, on the land. So it was very austere. So this man, Mr. Sethi, he decided to build rooms for all the devotees. In the back, there were flats, were tenants, and you can't get the tenants out in India unless you pay the worth of the value of the flat. In those days, we didn't have any money, of course. And finally, they did buy them out, and it was crores or rupees, crores. Each flat was a few crores, actually, to get them out, because that was the value a few years ago. So he was building these rooms. He built them, and he went to see Srila Prabhupada, and it was covered with dust and cement. And Prabhupada said to him, so just as you are building rooms for my disciples, Krishna is building your rooms in Goloka Vrindavan. There he said, but Swamiji, I'm so sinful. How can I go back to Godhead? And Prabhupada said, that I will see. You go. You don't worry. Because he never got initiated. He was drinking tea still, and so he didn't feel he was qualified. But Prabhupada said, and this man left his body, and we all know where he went. He went back to Godhead. Now, the words of the pure devotee must come true, and that's why it's good to accept whatever Prabhupada says in his books. Accept it and practice it. In the beginning of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada gives us another concession. We know that this Bhagavatam is called Paramahamsa Sanghita. It's meant for the Paramahamsas. And how many Paramahansas are there here in this room? I don't know. But it's a very high status of life. It's the last stage of sannyas to be a hunks, Paramahans. So near Matsuranam, you have to be non-envious. So very interesting, the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. It says that if you just submissively and attentively hear Bhagavatam, Krishna will be captured in your heart. So in the purport, Prabhupada elaborates, he said, without undergoing all the different stages of Varnashram, you realize in the Vedas, one can be lifted immediately to the position of Paramahansa simply by agreeing to receive this message. Isn't that amazing? How to become Paramahansa, according to Srila Prabhupada. Agree to hear Bhagavatam. The proper method for receiving, so how to do it, okay? Here he says, is to hear shu submissively. One must be anxious to hear this transcendental message. The desire to sincerely hear is the first qualification. So we are very fortunate. We have Srimad Bhagavatam class, and let us be anxious to hear, to understand, to apply to our lives, and we can go back to Godhead. Prabhupada promises us that in this purport and also in many, many purports. Practicing is important. We have to practice it. What we hear, we practice. Okay, so I'll stop here if there's any questions or comments on this verse. We do have time for questions. Yes. That's my class tonight. Or tomorrow night. It's Shukadev. How can we receive? Oh, that's good. We'll get some ideas ahead of time so we can remember them. Can't remember if it's tonight's class. I think it's tonight's class, yeah. About how to receive. In fact, that's your homework for tomorrow. So you're prepared. You'll be prepared, but well, there's two parts to the homework. How does Krishna reciprocate with us? And how do we reciprocate with Krishna? We'll really get into that tonight. There's a key word, and it's called responsible. And in that word, we can divide it into two. Able to respond. So responsible means that we're able to respond to Krishna when he reciprocates with us. How can we respond? There are many ways. Of course, that will be our discussion tonight also. We'll have more people, more ideas. But yes, when we hear the holy name, then we take it in our heart and we understand that this is pleasing my soul. I'm soul, and this is soul food, and I'm chanting as a spirit soul. It's not so much the external things that are happening. So we try to take everything internally. And another very helpful thing is to be grateful for everything. When you wake up in the morning, again, be very grateful. Oh, I have another chance to serve Krishna today. Thank you for giving me the holy name. Thank you for giving me the devotees, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So to reciprocate, when you see the deities, then you can appreciate them. Oh, how nicely you're dressed today. And I see that you're ready to go out. Srila Prabhupada, when he was in New York, New York City, yeah. He understood what the deities were thinking and feeling. And to facilitate book distribution, they changed Mangalarti to 3:30 from 4:30 or 3:45, very early, so the book distributors could go out earlier. And Prabhupada looked at the deities and he said, they're not getting enough sleep. He said, Krishna is working hard the whole day tending his cows, and he needs a lot of sleep. You know, in New York City, I don't know where he's going to tend his cows. That's what Prabhupada saw, you know. Maybe he went upstate New York, you know, where there's some hills and trees. But New York, Bronx, you know, there's Central Park, I guess. But, anyway. So yes, when you see the deities, you talk to them. You pray. When you pray, then you're talking with them, and then you will get answers also. He will reciprocate with you. So you just remember to say thank you to Krishna when good things happen and when difficult things happen also. Remember to say thank you, Krishna. And you may not know why you're saying thank you for the difficult things, but after a while you'll realize, yeah, this was the best thing that happened to me. Now I change. Usually when difficult things happen, it means you have to change your direction in life. You're going the wrong way. And so he pulls you back to go the right direction. So yes, gratitude is very important. This attitude is very important to help you reciprocate with Krishna. Pray to him every day. You can go and tell him what you did, who you preached to, what you did for him. We did that in the early days. We would, once a week, we would line up and we would all go in front of the deities and tell them what we did and what our problems were and everything. We were very personal, the deities. Yeah, and so you can also think of other ways to reciprocate with Krishna. Anything else? Yes.
Thank you very much for your wonderful class, Master.
Prabhupada's mercy. Don't take credit.
I think you were mentioning from the purport, Prabhupada was saying sincerity means to not have any false prestige.
Yeah, that was in this purport here. I mean, he didn't say it like that. He just said, oh, maybe that was in the fourth. I think it was in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. That's another discussion we're having tomorrow's class. We're going to take apart the word pretension, which is false prestige. So wait, you coming tomorrow night? Are you free? Okay, we'll discuss that tomorrow night. I don't want to do the whole class. So reciprocation and false prestige, yeah. Anyway, just, I'll give you the basic thing, without motive, like, you're not the center, the Guru is the center, Krishna's the center of your, means you don't desire name, fame, like that. Prestige means you want to be, yeah, you want fame, you want acknowledgement, you want praise, you want all these things. It's kind of, yeah, so I didn't touch on tomorrow's class, I went around it, but we'll find out more tomorrow when we discuss, because that's a qualification that Shukadeva Goswami gives in order that you have to, those who are without pretension, they can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. It says in the beginning, Nirmatsaranam Satam, those who are not envious, they can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, you had a question?
Yeah. Two questions. First one is simple. Can we take darshan of
your Okay, say it again.
Can we take darshan of
your Oh yeah, I'm going to bring him tonight. For class. He comes for seminars. So, I need inspiration. He'll be here for tonight and tomorrow's class. So you can all have darshan.
Another question. You mentioned you were quoting from the second verse where Prabhupada says in order to become Paramahamsa, we should be accepting. All we need to do is just accept the instructions.
Yeah, he said one can be lifted immediately to the position of Paramahamsa simply by agreeing to receive this message.
Many times we read also like literally hundreds of, if not hundreds, like maybe more than that also, instructions. But many times we even forget, we can't even keep track of what we heard. So
that's why he keeps repeating.
how does, because many times we have this feeling that more we hear, more we forget also.
Oh, that's a very good question. How to remember what you hear? Very simple answer. Whatever you hear, then you have to practice that day. And if this is called experiential learning. Experiential? Experiential learning. There are different ways to learn. One is by hearing, one is by seeing, one is by doing, going through it yourself. Most people only, they say that 7% of people can just hear and learn. That's the most intelligent. Then it takes another, 60%, 70% by seeing. They have to see. But then actually the most percentage is something they have to do it themselves. Just like you can tell a thief don't steal, but he has to go through the experience to realize why you should not steal. I mean, you don't, I mean, you, that doesn't mean you go through sense gratification to understand. I think we've already been through it in many lives, many births. This life, you don't have to do that. Better you do that by hearing. What I mean to experience is, okay, let's see, like, I don't know about this purport, but, you know, in Bhagavad Gita, I can give you an example. The first basic instruction Krishna gives to Arjuna is Tamas Titiksha Sabharata. So you take that instruction. Today, I'm going to tolerate. And you just try and do it, and then you see what happens. And that's called realized knowledge. When you try to tolerate, and then you see the result, if you succeed or fail. But the secret is, actually, the worst thing you have to tolerate is your own mind. So that's, your own mind is usually your worst enemy. Of course, in devotional service, hopefully, we've got a little bit of control there of our mind. But yes, tolerate. And this is an example. Here, the example is to hear. So if you get some time today, then you can hear some more. But you find something that you heard today. Okay, sincere, serious, follow the instructions. Choose an instruction from your guru and try to follow it very sincerely and seriously. Today, it says, he did, when he's preaching, he did this while he's preaching, he did these things. He was sincere, serious, and followed the instructions. So three things. When you're preaching today, be serious about Krishna consciousness. Be sincere, like you really want to give them the books or whatever. And follow the instructions. What did your guru say about this? What does Prabhupada say about this? About your service? And then you have to pray also and be grateful when somebody takes a book. Pray to Krishna, send somebody who's going to take a book. I don't know if that's what your service is, but whatever. The attitude is the most important thing when you're preaching. Right, so you have to take something that you hear and practice it. And that's what Prabhupada says here, you must practice the process. Then, instead of, yeah, because it's just jnana. When you actually take it and put it in your life, then it becomes vijnana, realized knowledge. So Bhagavatam is meant for practice. So you have to figure out how to practice. Reject the materialistic instructions, but if you're going to school, it might be hard. If you're a student outside, hard to reject, I mean, but don't accept, you just accept them, but not in your heart, that this is the way of life. About diplomacy, politics, economic development, similar topics. Yeah, so reject that, accept the transcendental instructions of Prahlad. So we're always, our mind is always accepting and rejecting, so this verse is talking about that. When your mind comes up with something material, reject it and think of the transcendental instructions of your spiritual master, of Prahlad Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Practice, yes. Then you'll remember. I mean, the more you apply it, the more you'll remember. Because then you can have something you can talk about in class. You know, well, I practiced this, I did this. And I have so many stories of devotees who practiced, you know. And then they come with these far-out stories for the class, because I always give homework to practice. Because then you remember it, and it becomes realized knowledge. Any other questions yet? Yes?
I've got one question. You were mentioning how Srimad Bhagavatam is param prasasamita.
Yes.
They ask us when we are distributing books that you are distributing these books, but there are many people who don't respect these books. Mm-hmm. And there was one incident, this person found a book somewhere and he brought it to me. And I said, oh, where did you find it? He said, oh, it was just there on the bench, looks like someone.
I mean, there's many more stories about people who bought books, kept them in their house, and their children became devotee, or grandchild became devotee, or I know a story where one person was in the lawn where they washed the laundry in a laundromat. I think you have that here. I don't know. In America, they have that. And he was eating watermelon, and he was throwing it in the barrel, and he saw the book, and he picked up the book, he read it, he became a devotee. So somebody will get the book. We're not supposed to preach to the faithless, but at the same time, we have to somehow or other make them get faith. So if they give a donation and take the book, then that's the beginning of their devotional service, even if they don't read it. And I'll tell another story tonight about somebody who was in that same frame of consciousness. I mean, and that story will help you to understand what even if a person is against it, why it's good to have them take the book. So I think more people will come tonight, so I'll tell the story tonight. A recent story, very wonderful story, of the importance of Prabhupada's books.
So this person, whoever took the book, that started
his... He started his devotional service, Agyata Sukriti. So he's faithless, but yes, it's an offense to the holy name to preach the glories of the holy name and Krishna to the faithless, but by taking the book and giving a donation, then he started his path. He started on the spiritual path. So that is one answer. Then tonight I'll give you another one you can tell them to. All the questions you're asking are about classes. I guess everything's included in Shukadev's prayers, and everybody, whoever prays in Bhagavatam, they include everything. It's all about attitude. The attitude of Shukadev before he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, now the time is late, so we'll stop here and keep your questions for tonight, and we'll have more questions tonight. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.